Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. Hey, what's good, everybody? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. This is our 10th episode, and I really just want to appreciate you guys for your love, support, liking, sharing, and subscribing to the podcast. Because of that, our numbers have steadily grown, and I couldn't do it without you guys. So again, I just want to say how much I appreciate you. I know it seems like I do this every episode, but I just really want all my listeners, everybody out there, to know how much I appreciate you giving me your time and just your support, really. Enough of all that. We're going to get right into our topic of discussion today. And I call this episode, Give It Up Already. And in this episode, we're going to talk about and discuss things that we should give up. You know, there's a lot of times that we hang on to things a little longer than we should. So we're going to get right into it. And I'm going to start things off with a story about two traveling monks. And these traveling monks are making a journey. And along their journey, they come across a river. And on the banks of the river, they see this tiny young woman. And she's scared of the current. So she asks the monks to help her cross. And considering their beliefs, one monk hesitates and kind of questions, you know, I don't think I should do this. And essentially just turns her down, while the other monk quickly picks her up, throws her on his shoulders and takes her across the river, sets her down and comes back or whatever. And she thanks them and kind of heads on her way. And the two monks, they continue on their journey themselves. And as they do, the other monk kind of becomes obsessed, preoccupied, and often lost in his own thoughts. So much so that he often is stumbling and loses track of the path. And as his fellow monk helps him, he can no longer stand it. You know, he couldn't hold his tongue anymore. And with a little bit of animosity, he looks at the monk and says, "Brother, our spiritual training teaches us to avoid any and all contact with women, but you picked that young woman up and carried her, breaking one of our most sacred rules like it was nothing." And the other monk, a little more calm, looks at him and he says, "Brother, this happened many miles back. It was I who carried the woman, and I who will have to deal with the consequences. I placed her down on the other side hours ago, so why is it that you're still carrying her?" And from this story, I related this kind of to our lives and my life in particular, how this monk didn't have anything to do with the woman besides being there and witnessing the other monk carry her, but he still let that eat him up and take him off of his path. Like I said, he stumbled a few times. And we do that in our own lives. We carry and hold on to things that we shouldn't, things that we should just give up, let it go already. And a lot of times, like this monk, it's not even something that we did. And we let this take us away from our goals, take unnecessary time out of our lives, and throws us off track. And like I said in the beginning, give it up already. You know, there's things that we tend to hold on to. And I don't know if it's because fear. A lot of us fear change and, you know, think change is kind of the worst thing ever, and fear the unknown. So we hang on to that that job longer than we should. You know, a lot of us feel the security of working at one job, even though it makes us miserable. We hate going there every day, but we hang on to it just because it's a job. It's something that we one less thing that we have to worry about as far as finding a job and learning something new. You know, a lot of us, and me in particular, fear change. I really don't like change. A lot of times I try to embrace it, but it's something that going into, if I know something's about to change, you know, I kind of, I guess, start thinking of the unknowns, worst case scenarios, and a lot of times that holds me back. A lot of times that holds us back, and it leads us to hanging on to something that we don't need to. Friends, you know, a lot of us, just because we've known someone 20 years, we keep being their friend and hanging around them, even though that they kind of tear us down every time we meet them, every time we talk with them. You know, it's always about them. They never want to listen, or whatever the case may be in your friendship. Just because you've known that person so long or a certain amount of time doesn't mean you just have to continue to be their friend if it's not helping you or helping them in any way. You know, relationships, a lot of people hang on to relationships just because of the security, or, you know, they don't want to be alone or whatever the case may be. And I'm here to tell you, it's time to give it up. You know, we have fears out there that, like my fear of change that I mentioned, it's holding us back. It's not helping me or us become better fearing something. So it's time to give up that fear and just tackle things head on. Lifestyle. A lot of us say that we want to lose weight, say that we want to get in better shape, or say that we want to stop drinking, or whatever the case may be in our lifestyle, but we don't want to make the change. We don't want to make the uncomfortable decision to start something new or branch out there and see what life is like without having a drink every single day, or see what life is like getting up at 5 a.m. going to the gym. You know, that change, that fear of change is holding us back. And that change could be something that we need to further our success, to I wouldn't necessarily say make our paths easier, but put us on the right path towards our goal. And a lot of it is we don't think of each one of these that I've mentioned so far as, is it helping me or is it hindering me? Is that friend helping me or is it hindering me? Do I feel worse after I hang out with them? Do I feel worse after going to that job? It's hindering me, so why am I hanging on to it? Why am I just feeding into that, putting myself in a more miserable position every single day going to that job that I hate, that I don't want to be at, that I don't feel appreciated at, whatever the case may be. So again, I tell you, give it up already. The addictions, you know, a lot of us are addicted to, and that kind of goes hand in hand with lifestyle, but addicted to certain things that may numb the pain that we're dealing with, or numb the realities of everyday life, when it's not helping you, it's only hindering you. So give it up and push through. Give yourself a chance to make that change and see where that change takes you. And you'd be surprised a lot of the time. Another thing is hatred. You know, a lot of us are holding on to hatred that affects us every single day, that the person we're holding that hatred towards has no idea that we even have that feeling, has no idea. When they wake up in the morning and brush their teeth, they have no idea that, oh man, such and such is hating me right now, you know, what should I do? No. But us on the other end are sitting there hating this person, I can't stand them, and we're letting that take precious time and moments out of our day, moments in time that we can't get back and may not have. So again, give it up already. Like I said, the main reason people don't want to do these things is because we fear change. But there are a few things that we can do that kind of look at and say, hey, you know, I'm going to give this up. How do I know when to give this up? You know, like I said, relationships, I'm not telling you to give up on that person, but there comes a time when you can know it's time to give it up. That job, you know, you may be working towards a goal at that job, and you don't want to give up on that goal. So you stick there, you stay there, and, you know, you suffer, thinking, you know, you're getting one step closer, when a lot of times you're actually putting yourself back further. Degrees, you know, people stay in school for those, and a lot of times it's just because they started it. It's not something they're passionate about or something they actually want to do in the long run, but they stick with it and pushes them further and further away from what they actually want to do or want to be in life. And like I said, so you may think, you know, when is it time to actually give it up? And I have three little thoughts or sayings, I guess, that, or questions to ask yourself that I've used in my life to help me give up something that is actually holding me back. The first is going to be, is this negatively affecting other areas of my life? So is that job affecting your relationship, your time with your kids, or your hobbies? You know, is that negatively affecting you and who you are as a person in other areas, not just at the job, but other areas in your life? Does this make me feel bad about myself? You know, some of our friends make us feel bad about ourselves. Some of our lifestyles make us feel bad about ourselves. So, you know, give it up. And then lastly, what does your gut tell you? A lot of us tend to ignore our gut, and that is one of our main sources, or how can I put this? That is like the, I really don't even know how to put it, but like our gut is like our go-to. Like our gut is, I don't know, like the Yoda of our lives. Like you, a lot of us ignore our gut when our gut is telling us all along that, you know, you shouldn't be in this relationship. You shouldn't be at this job. You shouldn't have this addiction or feed into this addiction. And I'm not saying that, you know, addiction is just as easy as saying, you know, I stop, I'm not doing it anymore. I know some things do require additional help or backing and do take some time, but I don't want to like water that down in any way, but it is time to listen to your gut. I know your gut is telling you each time you feed into that addiction, you shouldn't be. That hatred that you let ruin your day sometimes, and you haven't even seen the person, you know, that your gut is 9 times out of 10 telling you this ain't right. You know, you don't need this in your life. You don't need this. So again, the three questions or the three things to ask yourself when you're wondering, you know, when should I give up on something? And it's, is it negatively affecting you and other areas of your life? Does this make you feel bad about yourself? And what is your gut telling you? Again, it's time to give it up already. Get closer to the goals and the life and the person that you want to be by giving up on things that are not bettering you for the future. And with that being said, before we close out, I'll give you those three things again. One last time, is this negatively affecting other areas of your life and yourself in general? Does this make you feel bad about yourself? And what does your gut tell you? And I'll leave you how I always leave. If you found this helpful in the slightest way, please like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends, tell your aunts, uncles, whoever the case may be. And if you have any questions or you want to be on the podcast or any type of feedback, I am very open to it. So please just hit me up at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. And yeah, I'll check you guys next episode.